Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk about how to activate the vibration of success in your business, no matter what you're up to. If you want to be a match to however way in which you define success in your business, I've got some really quick little suggestions for you. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do really extraordinary things. I read energy accurately, and I have a vast knowledge of the manifestation process, and I can help you take your idea, your desire, your sensing of what you want, and turn it into physical form. And if you are ready to do that, please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay. We're going to talk about activating the vibration of success. So where are we playing at? Let's start here. Like vibration attracts like vibration. That's the law of attraction. Vibration is essentially the energy you hold. And so you can always change your vibration. And this show is going to help you how to tap into the vibration of success. So number one, is I want you to start being grateful for every aspect of your business, every aspect of it, even the things you don't like per se. Either A, I want you to figure out a way to like it, or in no way am I asking you to go against who you are and asking you to find a way to like it. But I think we have some perceptions in our society that things are just going to suck. But does it actually suck, right? Like, really tune into yourself and say, how can I see, how can I appreciate this aspect of my business? Now, if you're finding there's no way you can appreciate it, then definitely shift that and do your best to get it out of your business as quickly as possible. But ultimately, I want you to be grateful for every aspect of your business, every day of being in business, every moment of doing what you do, not just when maybe if you're an artist doing your art, which you probably love doing, or for me, coaching, I love the one-on-one coaching experience, but I also have taught myself to love marketing my business and selling my services and creating content to sell my services. So find a way to be grateful for every aspect of your business. And you may want to even start with, God, I am just appreciate that I can be in business for myself, that I get to be in business, that I get to take this idea that I have and turn it into a job. How wonderful is that? I'm so grateful for that. And when you shift into that energy, then every day you wake up feeling wonderful and excited and uplifted, which is in the vibration of success. Next, I want you to take full and complete responsibility for your business, everything that happens. Your business isn't happening to you, it's happening through you. So if you need to do some internal work to clean up some beliefs that are creating results in your business, do that. If there's an aspect of your business that you can't appreciate, that you're not enjoying, that's not lifting you up, take responsibility for healing that, changing that, replacing it with something more in alignment with the way you want to do business. So take full and complete responsibility for your business. And this one, I think, can be inflaming when you first really start to put into action, when you're like, oh no, like it's all of these results are me. Yeah, it's you. And I say it to myself all the time too. Like, we can get caught up in the economy and there's a war and there's a pandemic and there's this and there's that. And there's always going to be those things, right? It's always going to be something going on around you that you don't have any control over. But what you do have control over, I want you to take full and complete responsibility for that. Yes, you can't make someone buy your services, but you can put information and point the finger towards your services so that it's available to those that need it. And that becomes your full and complete responsibility, and own that and embrace that and love that and want that. All right. Next, activate the vibration of success in your business. Be courageous. As I said, like, challenges are going to happen. You're going to have to make decisions. Be really bold and make good decisions for yourself. Take the leaps of faith. It's very easy to tell yourself all the reasons why something couldn't work. That's so easy. No brainer. We could all do that. Then we just sit on the couch and watch TV. Or you can be courageous enough to take the leap, to figure it out, to learn, to shift, to make a different choice, to sign up, to put it out there. Be bold and courageous every single day in your business. You can easily get to, maybe you have an income goal and you get to the end of the month and you're like, oh, I didn't hit it. You could totally take that route. Or you can be courageous enough to say, what if there is a way? Let me try this. Let me do this. Let me trust this. Because when you shift into courageousness, when you shift into I'm willing to be brave, when you shift into I'm willing to take the leap of faith, when you shift into boldness, then you can create miracles. It moves you out of the comfort of mediocrity and into the fullness of your power within your business. So be willing to be courageous. And then the last thing to activate the vibration of success in your business is be prepared. Be prepared. This one, like, fundamentally, hands down, is how I was very successful in business early on in life, was that I just was prepared. I just expected. When you activate the energy of positive expectation, you're prepared, right? Or you can be even being prepared. The reverse is you activate the energy of positive expectation, which means it's not like, oh, this could work. You know it's going to work. And that's why you are prepared for it working. So be prepared. Be prepared for the client. Be prepared for everything. You know, be prepared. If an aspect of your business requires fame, prepare yourself for it mentally, emotionally, physically. Be prepared. Be prepared for an increase in sales if that's what you're seeking. So you might be doing all the physical work, putting energy out there to attract new business, but also do the internal work so you're ready for it. You know, and I do believe businesses go through periods of times where maybe it's just a bit slower than you are accustomed to. Okay, so it's a little bit slower. I don't think of that as slow. I think it's of that as preparation time. Oh, I'm preparing for an influx of business. Maybe you have a seasonal business. Be prepared instead of like, oh, woe is me. It's slow. You already knew you were entering into a seasonal business. So use the time when, you know, maybe you sell Christmas trees. Use the rest of the year to prepare for how busy you're going to be from, you know, Thanksgiving to the end of the year. Like, prepare for that. And that preparedness is not only just the external things you do, but it's also the internal things you do. And in doing so, as I said, you activate the energy of positive expectation. You expect that you are going to be successful. And so you're preparing for that success. All right, that's my tips on how to activate the vibration of success in your business. You can do this in however way you want to. There are gazillions of ways to do gratitude in your business. You can go through and be grateful for every single payment you've received. You can be grateful for, you know, I even just say to myself, I'm so grateful for the internet. I'm so grateful for the internet. I'm so grateful for the internet. However way you want to activate the energy of gratitude, it all works. You can't do it wrong as long as it's sincere. You can do the vibration of activate the vibration of success through boldness and courage in the way that feels right and true to you. You know, if you know you're not a person that like marketing through video. That's not bold and courageous to do it, and you don't really want to do it. Do things that really enliven you and lean into it and be the best version of yourself. Be willing to be courageous enough to show up, right? And then taking full responsibility, that's going to be a step-by-step for a lot of you that listen to my work. You're going to have to learn how to take responsibility for your business. It's so easy to blame it on somebody else. And I want to encourage you to catch yourself. Say, isn't this interesting? I'm blaming it on somebody else. Isn't this interesting that I think that I need to use the energy of blame right now? What if there is no blame? What if it's just taking full and complete responsibility? What if I'm willing to see this differently so that I can take full and complete responsibility for my business? And that's a very empowering place to be in. When you decide that no matter what, I'm going to take full and complete responsibility for my business, that's when the miracles show up, right? Like this superhuman you shows up. And it doesn't mean you're overworking. It just means that, oh, I'm unstoppable now, right? Like, oh, there's always a way. Let's figure it out, right? And you just feel like on the other side of that moment of taking full and complete responsibility for your business, you feel really empowered. So do your inner work. Clear out the limiting beliefs, get clear about what you want in your business, know why you want it in your business, set a money goal in your business. It helps to guide you. It helps keep you pointed in the direction of where you want to go. And then be prepared. Be prepared for your success. Be prepared for business. Be prepared for the client. Be prepared. You know, right now, there's so much I learned early on when I started to study spirituality and metaphysics, and I've gone back and I've been reading different teachers lately, you know, because, you know, I advise clients on rituals and the practices and the numerology of things. That's my way of being prepared, right? So just be willing to prepare. Prepare for the client. Prepare. Prepare for the business. Prepare for the praise. Prepare for the success you truly desire. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you're looking for a coach, I can help you activate the vibration of success in your business. Consider my services. Visit my website, again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week for free that you can use to help you be successful in your business, to help you shift the energy in your business, to help you better understand what's going on. And the way I do it is I tune into the energy of everyone that will open the email, and I prepare a message for you that is spiritual and predictive and vibey, but also you can use it as a personal development tool, as a practice to help you go to the next level, whatever that is for you. And my goal is to help you get what you want in your business. So use that tool. And thank you for using this tool, this podcast. Thank you for listening. And I look forward to catching you on the next one. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.